Робин Гуд, глава 8, быстрый вариант. Over and over again, the sheriff of Nottingham tried to catch Robin Hood. Over and over again, he failed. Each time he grew angrier. He could think of nothing else. At last he said to himself, I will go to the king and ask him to give me many soldiers so that I can fight Robin and his men and kill them all. So one fine day, the sheriff from Nottingham went to London to visit the king. It took him many days to reach London. He took many servants with him, and soldiers too. Late evening, he arrived in London very tired. Next day, after some rest, he put on his best clothes. He put a thick gold chain round his neck. He looked very fine. Then he went to visit the king in his palace. There he told his tale, how Robin robbed the rich Norman nobles, helped the poor Saxons. Above all, he killed and ate the king's deer in Sherwood Forest. Why and what shall I do? Said the king. Are you not sheriff? Are there no laws? If you cannot make people keep the laws, you are no good sheriff. Go back to Nottingham, and if, when I come, I find that you do not keep good order and acted justly, I will make a sheriff a better man. All the long way home he kept thinking and thinking how he might get Robin into his power. At last he had a plan. He thought he would have a beautiful silver arrow made with a golden head. This arrow he would offer as a prize, so the man who could shoot best. He knew Robin would hear about this shooting match. He would come to try to win the prize. He would have many soldiers ready. As soon as Robin and his men came into the town, the soldiers would catch them and put into prison. Long ago, when people went to battle, they had no guns. Instead, they fought with swords and spears, or bows and arrows. The English archers were the best in the world, and of all the English archers, Robin Hood was the best. He could shoot further and straighter than anyone in the whole world. When the sheriff arrived home, he sent for a man who made arrows. He told him to make the most beautiful arrow, as he was going to have a grand shooting match, and must have a very super prize. Then he sent messengers to the towns and villages to tell all the archers about it. Next, he sent for the captain of his soldiers. He told him that he hoped to catch Robin Hood at the shooting match. We must have two for every one of Robin Hood's men, he said. There must be no mistake this time. Everything was arranged and the day fixed. There was a brave young man called David of Doncaster among Robin's men. He had a sister who lived in Nottingham. She was a servant in the sheriff's house. One day she met him with a pale face. David, she said, you must not come here anymore. Go tell your master Robin that the sheriff means to kill him and all his men at the great shooting match. What shooting match? Asked David. Oh, you didn't hear, said his sister. There is to be a great shooting match next Tuesday. The prize is a silver arrow, but it is all a trick of the sheriff's to catch Robin Hood. I heard him talking about it to the captain of the soldiers last night. Goodbye, said David. I must go back to the forest to warn Robin as quickly as possible. When he got back to the greenwood, he saw that Robin knew about the match. The men were all together talking it over. They already prepared their bows and arrows. David asked Robin not to go. You talk like a coward, said Robin. If you're afraid, stay home with the women. As for me, I want to try for this prize. Robin was so brave and careless of danger. David was hurt and turned away without a word, but in a minute Robin was sorry. Ho there, David, he called out. I didn't mean it, my lad. Come back and tell us what you know. David told them all he knew. Well, I don't see why we shouldn't go, said Little John. Of course, not dressed in Lincoln green, but why not dress ourselves each as differently as possible? No one would notice us then. We could go and come quite safely. There is a very good plan, said Robin. Do you think so, David? Why, yes, master, I think it will be very good fun, replied David, laughing. May I come too? Yes, lad, said Robin. You shall come with me. We must not go all together, he continued. We must go in twos and threes and mix with the other people. Early on Tuesday morning, they set off in twos and threes. They went to Nottingham by different roads. They were soon lost among the crowds. All sorts of people were hurrying along. They tried for the prize others to look on. Men, women, and children, old and young, rich and poor, were there. Everyone had a holiday. Even the schoolgirls and boys, dressed in their best, went towards Nottingham. From window in his house, the sheriff was looking for Robin and his men. He could not see Lincoln Green. He was disappointed. Surely he will come yet. Surely he will come. The master of the lists came to him and said, "Will you come now, please, Your Honor, for it is time the match began. Everyone is waiting for you and your lady." "How many men came to try for the prize?" asked the sheriff. "About 800," replied the master of the lists. "Is Robin Hood there, and any of his men, think you?" "No," said the master of the lists, "not a man of his. There are many strangers and a good number of King's foresters, but not a man in the Lincoln Green or Robin Hood." The sheriff sighed. "He will surely come," he said. "Wait for a few minutes." So the master of the lists waited for a few minutes, then he came again to the sheriff and said, "We must indeed begin now. The people grow impatient. There are so many men to try for the prize that if we do not begin at once, we cannot finish today." "I suppose we must begin," sighed the sheriff, "but I thought he would surely come." The match began. It was a fine sight. At one end were set up 50 targets for the men to shoot at. They were painted different colors. The middle of the target was painted white. When came a red ring, then a black one, and at last a yellow one. At the opposite end stood the archers. They had to try to send their arrows right in the middle of the target and hit the white spot. It was very exciting. All round the people stood or sat. Whenever anyone hit the white, they cheered loudly. Those who missed the target were not allowed to shoot anymore. The man who hit the white most often won the prize. Robin and his men shot very well. Every time Robin sent his arrow right into the very middle of the white part. His men sometimes hit the white, sometimes red, but never the black or yellow. Robin was standing very close to where the sheriff and his wife were sitting. He wanted to tell the sheriff there, and then that Robin Hood was standing beside him. He made up his mind to win the prize. He wanted to let the sheriff know somehow, or rather, that he did so. The shooting went on, and the people grew more and more excited. The man in red was Robin Hood himself. The man they called Brave Yellow was Brave David of Doncaster. He shot nearly as well as Robin Hood. At last the shooting came to an end. Of course, Robin won the prize. The people cheered loudly when he went up to the sheriff's wife. She presented him the arrow. She made a little speech to him, and he thanked her politely, as he always did. Then everyone went home again. Robin and his men went back by twos and threes and by different roads. No one suspected who they were. That night the sheriff's wife said to him, "What a nice looking man that was who won the prize today. How well he shoot too. Do you know, he reminded me very much of that pleasant young butcher you brought to see me some time ago." What? Said the sheriff. "I hope not." The sheriff never told his wife that the pleasant butcher man was really Robin Hood. When Robin and his men met, they had a merry time. They looked at the beautiful silver arrow and admired it very much. Then Little John said, "You took my advice about going to the match. Perhaps you will let me give you a little more." "I advise you then," said Little John, "to write a letter to the sheriff. Tell him that we were all there and that you were the man in red who got the prize. Then send it to the Nottingham." "Very good advice," replied Robin, "but how are we going to send it? Our messenger could not get out of the town before the sheriff read the letter. He would certainly send after him to catch him and shut him in prison. I cannot allow any one of my men to put himself in danger." In those days, you see, there were no posts or postmen. If you wanted to send a letter to anyone, you had to pay a special messenger to carry it for you. It cost much, so people didn't write letters often. Many people could not read or write them. "It is easy. Write your letter addressed to the sheriff, and I will stick it onto the end of an arrow and shoot it into the town." "Bravo, bravo," shouted everyone. "Hurrah for Little John, clever Little John."